This recording, Bahamas 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an owl zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to strap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I work at a place called Biggity, and what we are is a family run and owned business where we offer a little taste of the Bahamas to people who visit our island. But we do it in a very eco-friendly and health-conscious way. We also have the cafe, or bistro as we like to call it, set up in a way where it's very family oriented and cozy. So when you come here, you can experience what life is like in the Bahamas just by coming into our establishment. Well, at least that's what we hope that we can do. We serve fresh coconut water and switcha, which is Bahamian lemonade. We also bake all of our pastries, such as Johnny Cake, which is also a Bahamian bread-like pastry. And we use farm fresh greens from local farms on the island. We don't serve anything in cans. We don't serve sodas or juices, just everything completely local. I just have to say, this is so weird having to say it like this, because I'll talk like this in my normal language, but right. Because I'm speaking to someone else, I'm so trained to speak properly that I'm going, yeah. What is coming out of my mouth? I've been by the tuck shop to buy salty and baggy, but they sell out of cup. Man, I tried to catch the jitney to work, but I was late, so I had to put foot to pavement.